out and young people are supporting Remain in Europe. But that working class vote is really important.
It's the dispossessed.
Yes, exactly.
And it's the same thing that's happening in America with the Trump supporters. It's the dispossessed. It's those who don't feel they have a voice. It's those who feel powerless. Because those who support Remain are very, very unlikely bedfellows. We've got David Cameron and much of the Tory backbench. We've got Jeremy Corbyn and much of the Labour backbench.
You'd have to say, though, Janet, Jeremy Corbyn, he's campaigned to stay in Europe with about as much passion as he sung the British national anthem. You know, his heart has not been in it. But I think you're absolutely right that, that the problem for the left in this is that they have assumed that the Leave campaigners were all racist, anti-immigrant constituency. And actually, you're right. It's people who feel, hold on a minute, I don't like being ruled by something that feels like the papacy of the 13th
That's
century,
right.
the
yeah,
European
no.
Council.
Yeah.
So, and I think the left have failed to have a good answer about that. They've failed to deal with that issue. And they've gone, oh, no, you're either in the racist camp and you want to leave or you're in our camp.
They've made it too black and white,
yeah,
too one-dimensional
exactly.
as an issue. Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I can understand their concerns. I think it's probably better for the world, actually, for them to remain. But I can understand their concerns, and it's their vote, and let them get on with it. But you referred to the BBC debate last night, wasn't it, Janet? Look, that was just so toxic, and it's coming from both sides. And whatever the outcome, scars will remain. And David Cameron, I think, is mortally wounded in his own party either way out of this. I do.
Yeah, but he's, I tell you what, he has already been able to cobble together back in January and February a sort of a watered down, yes, but a watered down concessions from the EU, which means that child benefits aren't as much as they normally are for immigrants, things like migrant welfare payments, they can still claim them. They're going to remove one of the reasons why people come to Britain because, you know, they're going to lower them down and things like keeping the pound and things like that. So the status quo and some of the fears of the Leave camp will be quelled and neutralised to a certain degree.
Yeah.
And I bet you he regrets ever even suggesting the BRS referendum.
Right. Yeah,
you know, he had the Liberal Democrats with him and he was assuming before the last election that he'd still have the Liberal Democrats who would be a sort of pushback on having this referendum in the first place. So you're right, Larry, either way, whether it's Leave or Remain, it's going to be a very difficult phase. A lot of uncertainty in the markets. All those people who feel disenfranchised for whatever reasons are still going to feel angry.
Right, and I think if they do remain, which looks to be the case, I think there'll be changes within the EU. No question about that. Yeah, Germany and France, they'll want changes, and that might be a good thing. We'll come back in just a moment to Josie Pagani and Janet Wilson on The Huddle. It's now 12 to 6.
Rob Milner Motors. Vehicles for disability.
Hi everybody, Rod Milner from Rod Milner Motors, where I specialise in disability vehicles and disability rental vehicles. Now the good thing when you come to Rod Milner Motors, you'll come across salespeople that know what they're talking about, and they're under instructions that they are not to sell the car to the person unless it's absolutely right for them. So you can trust what we're offering you. Give us a call. So Rod Milner Motors in Green Lane, 5799 632.
70 years. It's a long time in business. TNT Express have been delivering worldwide in more ways than you could ever imagine. Express delivery for when time matters. Economy option to help your bottom line. Special services for those more complex jobs needing a highly experienced team. Discover how good international express deliveries can be. Google TNT. You'll be glad you did.
With winter here, leaking roofs can lead to mold, water down your walls and big power bills as you fight the damp. Get your free roof check from Roof Care now.
Call 1-800-ROOF-CARE and we'll be there.
Roof Care, the best in the business.
Cheryl and Chuck love New Zealand. It's beautiful and the people are so friendly and smart. Road information on nzta.govt.nz/traffic keeps them up to date with the latest on their holiday travels.
A message from Auckland Transport.
News Talk ZB community notices with stressless recliners from Danske Mobler. Imagine that peace of mind begins with comfort.
Grab your ticket to the Epsom Scriptor Series happening this Wednesday at St Mark's Church in Remuera from 6:30. Hear Art Green and Neva Ritamanu discuss their books Eat Clean, Live Lean and Leading from Behind and share their inspirational health journeys. Funds will go to the Eggs Old Girls Association. For more, visit Eventfinder.
Caring for our community. News Talk ZB and Danske Mobler Furniture.
Tonight on The Crowd Goes Wild, live at 7, Croatia-Spain. We'll have that Euro action, plus we'll have more reaction for the test match in Dunedin, and all the rest of the day's sports news wrapped up for you as well. Crowd Goes Wild, live at 7 tonight on Friday.
Rumour, scrutiny, suggestion.
The Huddle.
Janet Wilson and Josie Pagani on The Huddle. I forgot to mention there might be a late surge for the Leave campaign because I see it's being suggested that the Queen actually wants to leave. So,
yeah, but I mean, the idea that the monarchy may or may not like Europe, of course they're Eurosceptics. I mean, her family invaded Europe for centuries. They hate Europe.
Yeah, but, you know, it just might sway the Leave campaign.
Well,
she
married Phil the Greek, though.
Yes.
Yeah. So, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, Josie, the government, I don't want to spend too long on this, agreeing to council's charging tolls and congestion charges. Well, you've got to pay for transport infrastructure somehow, I suppose.
Well, it's either that or rates go up, and nobody wants that. So this is really the government conceding that the council have said it all along, you need to do something. The problem I've got with it, is it about revenue raising or changing behaviour? Because they tried this in Wellington. I live, you know, in the Kapiti Coast, and they decided they'd make parking really expensive and really hard. It was some brilliant idea to stop us all using our cars. So now we're just really angry and still using our cars. So, I don't know. I mean, if you're going to try and persuade people by making them pay more not to drive, then you've got to have some decent alternatives as well, whether it's public transport or, you know, I don't know. But otherwise you're just going to make everyone angry.
I think you are completely correct, and you put your finger on it. You know, this whole thing of it's designed to change behaviour, not raise revenue. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
I mean, that should appear on a TUI billboard, really, shouldn't it? I mean,
exactly.
It's just a very, very cynical attempt. It's a complete U-turn. They need to bring it in much, much faster than the 10 years that they're talking about. There's 43,000 more cars on Auckland's roads this time this year compared with last year. It's a 5% increase.
I know, 800 new cars every week on the road. That's incredible.
I know.
So they need to do something.
I see that ACT, so Labor are saying it'll cost Auckland drivers $2,500 a year, should have kept the regional taxes, and ACT is saying get on with it. And they cite London, Stockholm and Singapore. Now, I know that congestion charges apparently have worked over there and it's reduced congestion, but you go there and it doesn't seem like it, I've got to tell you.
And that's a fair enough point, actually. I don't know why the regional petrol tax was reduced or taken away, because all the focus has been on the roads of national significance, and that's something I think we needed to do. But you've still got to have petrol tax and regional tax for areas where you need work done in Auckland.
Anyway,
and if we're taking people off the roads, why aren't we actually firing up the public transport system with busways along the northwestern motorway? Anyway.
And finally, briefly on this, the government says sanctions do and will be applied to Indian students who've submitted fraudulent student visa applications. Labor is saying they've released official papers saying that it's wide-scale document fraud. My answer to that is, if it's a continuous problem, if you get caught, back you go, Josie.
Oh, that's right. So this is fraud. If there's fraud, let the police do their job. You will pay the cost and you'll go back to India. But let's not slag off what is actually our fifth biggest export industry, which is people, international students coming here. And I think there's a danger. Labor have to be careful. They've got Mount Roskill by-election coming up. They've already pissed off the Chinese. They don't really want to start sort of slagging off the Indians as well.
Well, you know, if you falsify visa documents,
you've got to go.
Janet,
you've
got to go, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. Of course you must. End of story. We pride ourselves on being a corrupt-free country, which means that, you know, this kind of thing is actually quite dangerous. And we need much better systems of policing to ensure that these things actually don't happen.
Thank you, Janet Wilson, Josie Pagani. It is now 6 to 6. News Talk.